The following segment is a paid commercial program by Christensen CPAs and Consultants. It's time for Ask the Expert on News Talk 1340 and 96.3 FM, KWLM.
And we're very pleased to have two experts in from the firm this morning. Joel Gratz, a managing partner. Joel, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Bill.
And Jamie Gaddis, also, you're the financial manager, is it, Jamie? Is that their financial...
That is correct, yeah, okay. And glad to be here.
All right. Good to see both of you guys have been in solo in the past, and now you're coming in as a tag team here on me.
So. Well, what happens, Bill, is that there's so much going on right now that it's hard for one person to have all the knowledge. And instead of me trying to come in here, Jamie trying to come in here like he did last year and try to go through things that maybe isn't our sweet spot, as a firm, we're going to bring in everybody that's, not everybody, but the people have the experts to kind of bring them in and talk that through. So
yeah, and that's it's a good example of the diversity you have at the firm too.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. We have a lot of folks that specialize in a lot of areas, and we try to utilize those services. And the world's getting more complicated instead of, you know, less complicated. So that's the way our firm is kind of going. We have almost, what is it, Jamie, 70 people now strong.
Correct, yeah.
Three offices. We have about a third of our staff are remote because of certain criteria of needs and their expertise and different industries we are in. So it's a really unique and promising time for the firm. So that's kind of our strategy here with visiting with you, and just appreciate the time to kind of talk about things to help our listeners.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got some topics you want to get to again, Joel, and right at the top of our list is this new Minnesota tax credit. I guess, is that mainly for businesses or is that for individuals as well?
Yes, this is a brand new tax credit for pass-through entities, businesses in Minnesota, which would be your S-corporations and your partnerships. And again, as a reminder, those entities can choose to have that income allocated down to the individual owners, and the individual owners pay the tax. And as we know, in our blessed state of Minnesota, we are in a very high income tax bracket state. I think we're number 3 or 4 in the nation right now, and maybe even getting more expensive as we go. But through the recent changes on the federal side, where you are limited to how many state taxes you can deduct, you know, if you were itemizing, yeah. Before it was unlimited, now it's capped at $10,000. So many of our business owners in the state of Minnesota are unable to fully deduct their state taxes, which is kind of a bummer. So the legislators said, how can we find a way to help our business people get a better deduction? And they came up with this pass-through entity tax credit, and we're not the first state to do this. So they're going to, if you have the an estimate of your taxable income, you take that times the highest tax bracket in Minnesota, which is 9.85% right now, and you basically write a check on behalf of the shareholders by the entity or the partners. You pay the state of Minnesota, and then the individual owners get to use that on their personal tax returns, and it actually lowers your federal taxable income. So that's a above the line deduction versus being capped at the $10,000. So that's it's a really nice and probably necessary event right now for the business owners to do that.
Yeah. How does the federal government feel about that though? Is there tax revenues drop then as a result?
Well, no one can obviously see me on the radio, but I'm smiling as Bill asks that question. It's been challenged by other states. Connecticut was the first one to have done this. It was challenged with many people thinking that they would overturn it, and they actually said, no, this works. We understand why you're doing it, and based upon that, that's when the rest of the union are basically following through in doing similar approaches. It could get questioned again. This isn't, it was just for that one particular issue in Connecticut, but the fact pattern, generally the IRS will follow the same fact pattern when it comes to questioning it. So that is what Minnesota is basing their legislation on. But one key note is if the federal tax law changes, which we're right in the middle of a possibility of that happening. If the state tax limit of the $10,000 as an itemizer goes away, this pass-through tax credit may also go away. So there's a provision in there that allows the legislators to automatically take it away if the benefit is removed. Right now, we don't know how that's going to work, but we are telling our clients to go ahead and assume by the end of the year to write that check, because you want to write that check in calendar year to get that to work right. It can't be something you do later, so make sure you get that check wrote to the state of Minnesota by the end of the year.
All right.
Yeah.
And we got that covered pretty well then, you think? Anything else you wanted to add on that?
I don't know. Got us? Did I miss anything?
I think it looked good to me. Sounded good.
Yeah. Did I sound good?
Sounded good.
Awesome. See, that's what you do on the radio. Try to listen, you know, sound good, act good, and everything kind of works out for me, Bill, right?
That's right. Well, Jamie, this next one is for you for 25 points on this one now.
How many did I get in the first one?
You got a perfect 10 on
I
yours.
Got a perfect 10. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. I got to follow that.
Yeah. So what is the status of the employee retention tax credit now? Is this something that's pandemic related, or what is this?
Correct. So the employee retention credit or employee retention tax credit is basically, it was created under the CARES Act, again, to encourage employers to keep their employees on their payroll. Again, in 2020, we had such a number of businesses, you know, reduced hours, reduced work, started laying people off. And this was kind of to help bring that around and keep the workforce in place, you know, because the economy is eventually going to come back around. It's just a matter of it's taking longer than, you know, anticipated. Mm-hmm. So this employee retention credit is something now, you know, businesses can take on their quarterly payroll filings. So their 941s or their 943s. It was extended to Q3. It was just Q1, quarter two of 2021. And it was extended to quarter three. And now the quarter four is still in question. It was kind of extended. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, I think we're going to end it early. So, but Q3 is definitely still on the table. So that should be looked at. Now, there is some eligibility requirements, you know, full or partial suspension due to the, you know, suspended their operations due to the government orders. They had to have had the business in place from February 15th, 2020, or before that. Mm-hmm. So the new businesses, there is some relief for them, but there's a little different set of rules for those newly formed businesses. And again, the biggest key is probably the 20% reduction in gross receipts. So that's the way the government is looking at it and saying, okay, if your revenues really went down in quarter one, 2021 versus quarter one of 2019, or maybe some other quarters, if you can get by with that, then you should be eligible to receive this credit. And again, it's either a credit if you filed your taxes already or a reduction if you catch it before you file your quarterly payroll taxes. So, and if you're eligible in Q1 2021, you're automatically eligible in Q2. Q3, you might have to redo the calculations again, but it's still there, and it's a significant amount, Bill. I mean, we're talking a maximum of $7,000 per employee per quarter. And so some of your employers can have a really good advantage just to kind of keep some cash flow, keep surviving through this pandemic and through the various economic issues. So it's really helping them on that. Wages paid to business owners, now business owners and related employees are not eligible. So they have to back them out of the equation. But again, for the most part on your employees, it's going to be advantageous to do that. So again, the credit is claimed on the 941 or 943 if you're an ag producer. You can utilize the credit on those. And again, if you filed those already, don't worry. You can recalculate it, and you can always file an amended 941X or 943 revised to get those credits.
But it has to be a 20% reduction, you mentioned, on your revenues?
Correct. At least a 20% reduction in gross receipts, so gross revenues.
Yeah.
And again, they do allow you some flexibility. If quarter one 2021 versus quarter one of 2019 is not really comparable because some businesses are cyclical, you can choose some different quarters, but there's some guidelines to do that. We won't get into that right now, but there's some specific guidelines on picking different quarters.
Yeah. Would you say some of our major employers won't qualify for this then, or is that just kind of a general statement that maybe isn't
true? It's probably more geared toward the smaller businesses, yeah. The 500 and fewer. Your bigger corporations of over 500 are probably stuck in other programs. And again, with this program, now there is no double dipping on the on this on these wages. So if you claim these wages on this ERC credit, you have to then back them out of your financials so you can't get another credit on your financials for paying those wages because you already got reimbursed for those. And there are some tax implications that probably Joel can attest to also, that the credit reduces, again, the wages on their tax return. So an amended tax return might be required also.
Yeah, there's always a catch to that, right? So it's it sounds really complicated, and it actually is, and that's why we have Jamie Gaddis here, the expert, along with Teresa Carlson in her office, who spent gobs of time on this when it first came out. And we wanted to bring it up today because a lot of people are forgetting that quarter three is still available, and whether you filed your 941s, again, which is your payroll tax forms, you can amend, just like Jamie said. So it's always worth the test to go back. Quarter one and quarter two, a lot easier because that was the deepest part of the pandemic, right? Many businesses were forced to be shut down. The country shut down. So that was really easy to achieve the eligibility, wouldn't you say, Jamie?
Correct.
Yeah. So it's this quarter three that everybody thought, well, maybe there isn't one. Well, there actually is. And there was going to be one for quarter four. Classic government approach. They pulled the rug on us. So that is gone unless you are a startup business. And there's a whole bunch of rules for that. So it is something that as an employer, as Jamie mentioned, the economy is still picking up. Inflation starting to reel its ugly head right now, so there's a lot of things going on. This could be a really neat opportunity to have to save that payroll tax because it's a credit against your payroll tax. And there is a lot of questions. Well, is it taxable? If you recall, the PPP loans was not taxable if it was forgiven. This item is going to be taxable. So if you qualify and you get $200,000 of credits, you have to, again, reduce your payroll tax expense on your tax return, which is essentially increasing your income.
Sure.
I think it's a small price to get the cash. It, you know, again, so far our tax rates are not 100% yet, Bill. I know that they're starting to get higher and higher all the time, but that's so it's still worth the time and effort. And if you have any questions on how to do this, if you're already filing your own 941s, our firm can jump in and actually just do that one piece for you, do the analysis for you. We treat it as a separate engagement. And got us, we've done a whole bunch of one-offs, if you will, for clients, right?
Correct. We got a great payroll team out there that has really dug into this and really brought it up to a lot of our clients of, hey, did you know you can get this? And they're like, well, we thought about it, but maybe not. And then once you calculate it out for them, and I think a big thing, like Joel said, it's a cash flow. Let's get the cash in the small business's pocket to keep these people employed, keep them in our area, keep the talent we have. We are no different than anyone else out there really struggling to find people, struggling to find good help. So we want to retain as many of our trained employees and good employees as we have. And this is a great way to cash flow that and keep your business going until things look brighter.
Yeah, so employee retention tax credit. That's the long language of it. It's not a new thing. It's been around, well, I guess define new, right? It's been around about a year-ish.
Yeah, about a year, year and a half.
A year and a half. So it's not new anymore. It's not hot and fancy and sexy, but it's available, you know. And in quarter three, if you forgot about it or didn't know it was available, we can still go back and get it for you. So we just thought it was a little timely to not forget about this and see if it qualifies. So again, that 20% reduction in your gross receipts is how you trigger that.
Okay. Yeah. And then our third item on the list here is apparently a lot of federal and Minnesota tax notices. Now, is that, again, mainly business-related, or is that for individuals, too?
Well, long story short, how much time do we have, Bill? you know, through the pandemic, everything got delayed. Everything got pushed back. The government was shut down, which included the IRS agents, the IRS processors. And meanwhile, we as tax preparers are processing all kinds of returns, not only business but the individual. I have got clients who still have not gotten their refund from the 2020 tax year when we filed it a whole long time ago. I have a few 2019 tax returns that have been filed without refunds coming. They're more complicated, and that's probably what's happening. They're doing the easiest first, right? So that's on the federal side. And now my clients are getting a lot of letters that say, we still are processing your return. we'll get back to you. Well, when I read that, it's no big deal. When a client gets something from the IRS in the mail, maybe you can say the same, Bill. You're like, holy crap, what's going on? The IRS knows about me. They're talking to me. They're finding out stuff. So we always tell our clients, don't worry. You know, give them a few days because they're that behind. Because basically every quarter there's new legislation. This ERTC takes priority because it's cash flow, as Jamie mentioned. There's so many things that have been changing on these folks. And again, I'm not trying to be all downer on the IRS, you know, team. You know, they were obviously out of commission for a while. They have new laws they have to try to interpret. These things are happening on the fly. Their software isn't caught up. And frankly, they've been understaffed.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, for a long time. And compound all of this, and we have a change in, you know, the presidency and the change of, you know, where it's going, where life is going to be, where the track is. You know, the House has changed. You know, the Senate's a tie. So, I mean, the world's probably every day they wake up and they got no idea what's coming. So they're really that far behind. My clients are like, are you sure there isn't something going on? Joel, you had to have made a mistake. That's always the assumption. And honestly, and I have, and I do, but not very often. But when we do, you know, we take care of it. But these things are just a standard. The folks are that far behind. Now, that's federal. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, they did that retroactive, you know, legislation, right? We're basically done with the filing season. And at the end of May, they said, yeah, we're going to do a bunch of retroactive conformity items.
Right. Finally.
And again, I'm not trying to bash anybody at the state level either. But that takes time. And then they being the Minnesota Department of Revenue processors are behind, and they're trying to accommodate new forms, new software. So they're far behind as well. And they're probably not as far behind as the IRS, and they're doing their very best with their resources. And I think they are adequately staffed, I think, from what I'm hearing. But that's kind of what's going on. A lot of these notices are timing things, and we can address a letter, by saying, yep, you're wrong, IRS. You're wrong, Minnesota, because this is why. It takes about 90 days for that to come through the process. So letters get crossed. It's been a very frustrating year. I think all practitioners in the area would agree. If we're not dealing with 10 new letters every week, which we used to have maybe one a week. Now we have 10 to 15 a week. It becomes very cumbersome, and we're crossing tax years. And it's really, like I said, cumbersome and difficult. So I wanted the listeners out there to at least know that they didn't make a mistake. More than likely, your practitioner did not make a mistake. You have to be patient in this world of, you know, post-pandemic, if we can even say that right now, that we just got to be patient with this stuff, and it will all work out. But if you're preparing your own tax return and have a lot of questions, you know, we can come in and jump in and help you, you know, resolve those issues if you feel you've been wronged on something or don't understand why the IRS or Minnesota doesn't agree with you. So that's kind of the lay of the land on why these lot of, you know, love mail, we call it, from the IRS and from the state of Minnesota is coming in there. So it's frustrating for us. It's frustrating for clients. It's frustrating for all you guys as taxpayers because you think you're doing your part. You're doing your job. And you get all freaked out when you get a letter, as you probably should, right? I mean, I don't like getting letters either from the IRS. And I do on occasion, believe it or not, because they all want to, you know, question our stuff. But in any case, just be patient. Take a deep breath. Bring the letter in. We still want to see it. We still want to talk to you about it. So make sure we get everything accounted for properly.
I think the biggest thing on those, too, is when the people get them, they look at it, and obviously there's usually a respond by date. And they're like, holy buckets, I didn't open my mail for a week, so now I'm panic mode. And just relax and send it off to your accountant or your tax preparer, and they'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, I wish there was better news on that front, but I don't anticipate them getting caught up for a year or two, if I can be honest, because we're going to be starting another filing season in 30 plus days, you know, so it's going to be catch up for those guys. And in the Build, you know, Back Better Act, they are appropriating more funds for the service. And, you know, in my mind, it's needed. This frustration far outweighs the people who are trying to get by and play the audit roulette game. In our firm, we don't take chances on our tax returns. We've had to have everything documented, everything supported. And if they want to, you know, fire an audit at us, we're ready for it. So, you know, some people are like, we don't want them to have any more people. We don't want them to be, you know, adequately staffed because then I won't be able to get by with it. Well, then maybe you're not doing the right thing. You're still not doing what you're supposed to do as an American citizen and file your tax return correctly and accurately. And we stand behind every tax return we do in our firm, and that's why you hire somebody, right? Is for that cloudy day when that letter comes and it's an audit, we're there for you, and we stand behind our product, and that's what we do best. Right, Jamie?
Correct. I think that's a really good attribute of our firm.
Yeah. High quality, high standard.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that pretty well puts a wrap on it. I mean, there's no bow on the present yet.
There's no bow, and I know it's Christmas time, you know, and I know we'll be visiting again here in December again, Bill. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to talk more about the Build Back Better bill.
By then we should know what's still in it if it goes.
What is the drop dead day? I think it's like December 19th where they have to fund the government again and they all have to agree, which is, I am assuming it'll be down to the wire again.
Yeah.
Which makes planning incredibly difficult. Everything I've seen is prospective for the most part, I think, because it's really foggy on which area it's going to be. The tax brackets look like they're going to be the same, except for the folks like Jamie Gaddis are in the $25 million bracket.
Right.
Sorry. I'm not in that bracket for that matter either. But so they're trying to go after those folks. Right or wrong, that's what they're doing right now. We'll see if it gets passed. So I'm hoping in December, Bill, we can talk more to that, because anything I say today will probably change. So we'll have to stay tuned on that, and we're punting for right now.
Yeah. I kind of get the sense you guys are glad that you're in the private sector and not actually working for the IRS.
I would prefer to work on this side than the IRS, yes. That would be a big gear shift for me. Not that those folks don't do a great job, too, and try. But they're like us. They're trying to find people. You know, I don't know where everybody went during COVID. Everybody retired, or I don't know where everybody went, but we're struggling to find people as they are. So I get it. You know, it's going to be tough for them to get their wheels under them again, even with more money to buy people. Mm-hmm. But competitive market out there for sure.
What's the easiest and best way to reach the firm?
I think giving us a call at 320-235-5937 or visiting our website, ChristiansenCPA.com, I think is a good way to grab on what we do and find an expert.
Yep, get a hold of us down there and we'll send you to the expert or send you to the team that can help out.
Yeah, and again, a diverse amount of services that are offered, so...
Correct. Yes. And I think, again, that's why we talked a little bit earlier in the presentation here was... This exemplifies our teamwork aspect. We are really a team concept down at Christensen, and we have experts in each area and team to support them. So I think that works well for us.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. And
thank you, Bill.
Yeah, take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.